You're listening to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Chinese search giant Baidu is to expand into India and Indonesia. The Malaysian social network Gaption is to enter the Philippines, Singapore, and Australia. And research has revealed that smartphone users in Australia find mobile advertising intrusive. The Chinese search giant Baidu is looking to expand into Indonesia and India. Baidu has selected these countries due to their rapidly increasing smartphone populations as the search engine aims to boost its mobile presence. The search giant has said it will invest in these countries, although the exact details are yet to be revealed. Baidu is turning its attentions overseas as the smartphone market in China slows down, with smartphone shipments dipping for the first time in 6 years last quarter. In contrast, India's smartphone shipments increased by a staggering 44% last quarter. Baidu is also facing stiff competition in the Chinese tech industry from its rivals Tencent and Alibaba, which dominate the Chinese social messaging and e-commerce markets, respectively. The Malaysian social network Gaption has announced it wants to enter the Philippines, Singapore, and Australia in the next 2 years. Gaption was created in June this year and currently has 20,000 users, mainly from Malaysia, the US, and Europe. Gaption allows users to earn money if they post content that leads to another user clicking on an ad. It also has an integrated e-commerce platform allowing users to post advertisements that appear in followers' news feeds. A spokesperson from Gaption outlined the social network's aim, saying, "We want to make it possible for anybody to do business without the need for any technical knowledge or having to spend excessive amounts of money." The social network aims to reach over 10 million users in the next 2 years, with a target monthly revenue of $900,000 within the same time period. Smartphone users in Australia find mobile advertising intrusive, but admit that it does bring them certain advantages, according to research by Deloitte. Around 80% of respondents across all age groups said they found mobile advertising to be more intrusive than ads on TV and on their desktops. However, half did admit that they were willing to accept these intrusive ads if it gave them access to content for free. Younger people aged under 30 were especially willing to see ads in exchange for free content. Location-based ads were less popular, though, with under 40% saying they were willing to receive these kinds of ads. The Australian mobile advertising market is worth an estimated $1.4 billion, with mobile ads accounting for around 30% of digital ad spending and 13% of overall ad spending. The Thai e-commerce company WP Group has launched an e-commerce delivery service called Skybox. Skybox sends items between SkyTrain stations within 24 hours, meaning that users can simply click and collect items quickly and easily. WP Group says that using Skybox is quicker and more reliable than getting items delivered to a buyer's home. There are currently 6 SkyTrain stations in Thailand, although the e-commerce company has said that this will increase to 100 by the end of the year. It also plans to open 50 SkyTrain stations in other Southeast Asian countries within the same time period. And finally, the mobile telecoms company Smile Telecoms has announced it will expand into the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's raised $365 million in funding, which it will use to build the mobile internet infrastructure in the country. A spokesperson from the company has commented on the expansion, saying the availability of a reliable high-speed broadband internet service in the country will help businesses and individuals become more productive and efficient, and this in itself is an economic enabler. Smile Telecoms already operates 4G networks in Nigeria, Uganda, and Tanzania, where it competes with Orange, Telefonica, Airtel, and MTN. Internet capacity is growing faster in Africa than in anywhere else in the world. Africa is a key frontier for future internet growth, with the 1 billion threshold for mobile subscription edging ever closer. And that's it from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.